Welcome to No Sugar,
Just Spice.
I'm Sheer.
And I'm Sen.
1, 2, 3, hi. Okay, I think that was good.
As we navigate the early stages of our careers, we wanted to bring you a weekly dose of our unapologetic dialogue.
I was like, ha 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 ha.
Oh yeah.
No.
Join us every week as we dive into topics on all of our minds and cover all the latest trends, obsessions, and struggles we encounter on the daily.
We're getting personal and professional, and we're here to talk about it all. No sugarcoating, no BS, just a little bit of Middle Eastern spice.
Get ready for an authentic exploration of all the highs and lows, because life's too short for sugar-coated stories. This is No Sugar, Just Spice, where honesty meets the mic.
And we're back.
Oh,
jinx.
We did not plan that. Look at us.
We did not plan that, but we did plan these matching Elon shirts.
I was wearing it and then you decided to put it on because you love to match.
I pull up on this podcast recording and I see Sanaya wearing the sweater. I'm like, Sanaya, should I get mine from the closet?
Sponsored by Elon, everyone.
Sponsored by Elon.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome.
So excited. So we filmed our first few episodes last week in person. Definitely learned a lot.
We did.
So please bear with us as we get better at this.
We now know how to set up microphones and headphones on our own. I'm actually very impressed.
No, that was huge for us.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to make it that far. Here we are, remote this time, because I'm in Jersey and she is in Miami. Lucky you. So I think we're going to start with what's in the group chat again. There's always stuff to talk about going on.
Well, maybe let's talk about what happened this week. Like, Sanaya, how was your week?
This has been a chaotic week as usual, but I feel like it always is. What about you, Sher?
There's always so much going on. I just feel like there's always something going on, which is a good thing because like we don't want to be bored. But this week was good. Oh, there is this Israeli chef who's in town called Asaf Day. Sanaya, I've been following him on Instagram for years, like since COVID lockdown, when Elliot and I would watch all the cooking shows, he was one of the finalists on MasterChef Israel. And I was obsessed with him because he makes like Moroccan grandma cooking, but modernized. It was insane. He's in Miami for a few weeks and I saw and I like messaged him on Instagram and I was like, hi, I would love to host a dinner with you. I would love to like taste your food. And he was like, yeah, for sure. Like I'm available these dates. And my friend and I organized like an 8-person dinner. And it was one of the best dinners I've had since moving back to America. He wants to move here. I think he is moving here. And if he moves here, oh my God. I feel like with him, he could be so much more successful like doing these private dinners. And I mean, he's charging like a lot less now than I think he will when he moves here. Because like once he gets more popular, he'll like increase his prices. But I don't know. I kind of like the private dinner vibe.
I really wanted to go to that event that you had, but we were filming our holiday shoot, which was so fun. We were filming at this crazy house in Golden Beach.
Oh my God. That house?
It was the craziest house I've ever seen. Like, I can't even put you, like, the pictures don't do it justice.
It looked the videos like don't do it justice. Versailles. Like, it looked like a castle in France.
It's shocking that people live there, honestly. Like, it felt like a museum.
Do they just, like, rent it out to anybody?
Definitely not to anybody. So, we had, like, a connection because guys went to Hello. And one of them is friends with Leah. So we had a little bit of a connection, but I mean, it's very expensive typically to rent it, but they have filmed some pretty iconic movies there and Skims did a photo shoot there. Like they have this wall in their garage that has a bunch of like iconic people's signatures, like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Paris Hilton, Kim,
wow.
Like all of these huge people. Obviously my dad made a joke, like, to the
should I sign
that? They're like, all right, Elon's signing this at the end of it. And they're like, I didn't think it was very funny. They're like, no, you can't do that. but yeah, we had so much fun. We filmed that saltburn trend, which was...
Wait, I don't know what that is. Can you tell me what the saltburn
trend
is? Yeah. I've heard of the saltburn movie and I've seen the trailers and the ads, but I don't know what the trend is.
Okay, well, I don't want to ruin the movie, but basically... it's about this very wealthy family that have this huge estate that's massive and whatever. It's a little bit of murder going on. Well, I guess I did just remember.
Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. So
the main guy is based, it's about like people who are envious of the super wealthy and like would do anything to have that life type of thing, mixed in with a lot of weird sexual things and very creepy stuff. Like, disturbing, honestly.
What?
Very,
wait, hold very on. Disturbing. Like what?
You haven't heard about the bathtub scene?
I like see these like the phrases and I don't know what it means. I've heard of a bathtub scene. I just don't know what the bathtub scene is.
Whatever. I don't want to get into it, but people who have seen it know.
Nice, Anaya.
Anyways, at the end of the movie, he basically, this jealous guy that schemed and lied his way into becoming friends with this super rich guy ends up taking over the estate. Okay. I'm not going to give too much away. And the last scene, which is the only scene that I like loved from the whole movie, and aside from the music, which was also great, it's to that song, Murder on the Dance Floor. And he's dancing naked, like all around this huge estate. And he's just like, everything is his. Like, he's just like touching everything and like dancing around, no care in the world, like this psychopath. But then it became a trend on TikTok with people who live in huge mansions and houses doing the same thing. They're not naked.
Dancing naked?
No, not dancing naked, but dancing to the song and like doing the same type of like dance moves and stuff.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of ironic because like if you watch the movie, maybe you should not draw attention to your giant ass estate. But anyways, we were just renting it and it's not ours. So
you did the trend.
We're like, this is the perfect house for it.
Did you post the video online on like the Elon account?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to go look.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I did not.
You didn't see the video?
No.
Oh my God, sure, go see it. Okay. We put so much effort into it.
I'm just going to go look at it right now, guys. Give me 1 second. Okay, wait, let's see.
And the song is so good. It's been on the dance floor.
Wait, that's just, oh my God. Guys, yeah, I like see all these trends and I
this
like...
This is what we're here for, guys.
I just like, don't know where these trends come from and now I know.
Every friend group has a friend like me and a friend like Shir.
That's true.
One of the models made a comment that, you know how we were talking about this book, A Court of Thorns and Roses?
Oh, yeah.
So she's reading it and she kind of convinced me to start reading it.
Guys, we have a real question here. Should Sanaa and I start reading this book so then Sanaa and I can talk about it together on the podcast?
It does remind me of when we were younger and like reading like Hunger Games and like books like that we were in another world, you know?
Love. So, all right, well, I am going to download it on my Kindle that Sanaa encouraged me to buy and I still have never used 6 months later, but I will download it and I will read it on my flight tomorrow. That's my to-do list, guys.
Yeah, I think you would like it. I mean, it's kind of hard. I'm not such a fantasy girly, are you?
I am. I love science fiction.
Oh, so this is perfect for you.
Science fiction and fantasy is my shit.
It's hard to picture the world to a fantasy world when you're reading a little bit for me, like in the beginning, but
did you ever read Harry Potter?
Part of the fun. No.
Guys.
And I did not watch the movies either.
Oh, no. Sanaa.
You know this about me, Shira.
No, Sanaa, you told me you watched some of the movies.
Maybe I watched, maybe I watched like a few, but.
Guys, I could actually cry right now.
Sure, I went with you to the Broadway show.
I know you did, but I thought that you said you only watched the movies and you didn't read the books.
No.
When I was a young child, I was still tall. I would go to Barnes & Noble with my mom when the books were coming out and I waited in line to buy the book when they were released. Apparently, they're filming a TV series that's going to come out in 2 years.
Oh,
and
really?
I could actually cry.
I'm so excited.
No, Sanaa, I'm not letting you watch any of the TV series until you watch the movies. You watch the movie and then I will let you watch the TV series, okay?
Sigi says that it's his mission to get me to watch them, so.
Okay, good. So tell Sigi I'm joining him on this mission.
Yeah. I mean, Sigi has been on a lot of missions with me. Like, we've been through Star Wars, which we got through 3 episodes, I think.
That's impressive.
Still have ways to go.
That's impressive, though. That's long.
And Marvel, I'm obviously sold on, but still have ways to go there.
Guys, I just want everyone to know that Loki is my favorite character. Loki's my favorite character in the Marvel Universe. And then the Loki TV shows are insane. The new season came out, guys. You have to watch it.
Loki is Thor's brother, right?
Yeah. Loki's Thor's brother. He's
your
god of mischief.
He's your favorite character?
He's the god of mischief.
Interesting, sure.
Yeah, but Sanaa, you have to watch the show because it really shows you who he is. He really he evolves as a character. And it's one of the best character evolutions I've ever seen any movie or show.
Evolution.
That's Loki. He's also an incredible actor. He's been playing this role for like 12 years.
Usually Thor steals the show.
He does, but they put a really big emphasis on Loki over the past 2 years because of this new show that has taken off. It's incredible. Also, this whole multiverse, whatever. Anyways, I don't want to get into it, but very worth it. Okay, sorry, I cut you off. A Court of Thorn and Roses, the influencer said something.
She said that the house just like reminded her of kind of like the scene.
Oh, which she pictured in her head.
Yeah, which is like cool. I was like, okay, I like that. That you can build an imaginary world and put whatever you want it to be. So I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Well, first of all, I'm going to start reading it tomorrow. So next episode, guys, I'll be in it. But Blake Lively met with the author.
No, Margot Robbie.
Oh, Margot Robbie. Margot Robbie. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so they're Margot up to Robbie, something.
That if Margot Robbie plays in that movie, if they like make a movie out of those books,
I don't think she would play in it. I mean, I'm still very early on, so I don't see which character she could play because they're young.
Unless she wants to. Isn't she a producer also, though?
But yeah, maybe producer or something
like
that.
Maybe she'll produce the book into a movie.
But yeah, let's start with reading the books first.
I know. Step one. How many books are there?
A lot. It's a big commitment.
Wait, like more than five?
Yeah, like I'm down to relive like our childhood days when we were obsessed with a book series. Like those were the best days ever. And then get so excited to see the movie. Like that's my dream.
Me too. I just need to stop. Like we didn't have TikTok or Instagram stories or reels when we were younger.
Thank God, honestly.
We had to read books and like I need something else to do before bed rather than like going like this on my feed.
It's really therapeutic too. If anybody has trouble sleeping, it just puts your mind at ease and you'll fall asleep in a second.
Struggle sleeping. I feel like every time I go to bed, the second my husband's head hits the pillow, he's out.
I know. What is that?
Meanwhile, I'm like laying there, staring at the wall, trying to fall asleep. And then I end up on my phone because...
No, the phone is terrible, Shira. Like at a certain time, I put my phone away and I don't look at it. Not that that helps, but I'll have my Kindle next to me like throughout the night because lately I've really had trouble sleeping. And I'll just have my Kindle there. And every time I wake up, I'll like read a little bit and then I'll go back to sleep. Read a little bit, go back to sleep.
Does the light not like... Oh, I guess the
light... No, it's a Kindle light.
Okay, so it doesn't like wake you up.
No, not at all. Like it doesn't even look like anything's on.
Ooh.
In the other news, what else is going on? Oh, Ariana just released her album today. Breaking news. Eternal Sunshine.
Did you listen to it?
I've listened to like a few songs and read a few reviews. She just revealed some major news that we did not know. We've been like so obsessed with her relationship with SpongeBob, but meanwhile, SpongeBob. Which honestly, it's so annoying that we know this man because it kind of ruins every like kind of poppy hot song because he's like talking about like a man, like this sexy man, and we're like, we all know who you're talking about.
And we don't think he's hot.
But anyways, this is a sad album. Like she went through some shit with her ex-husband.
With her divorce?
Yeah. And
like what?
Cheating and just, I don't know. Have you watched the movie Eternal Sunshine?
No.
Oh my God.
After a movie?
Yeah. You know, that's very Ariana. She's also, her music video is exactly the movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time with Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. Very sad, sad, sad movie.
Yeah, Kate Winslet.
But yeah, so there's a song that she put in that has like a little bit of, I think it's like her intro or outro or something. And it's little clips of her and Mac Miller laughing, which really broke my heart, honestly.
Wow.
And the movie's like about kind of forgetting, like choosing to forget your past. It's just so sad. So she mentions like, there's this one line, I think Liz Woods, she like is where I get all of my news from. She is the best account on Instagram. One of the lines that she has in her songs is, I fall asleep crying. You turn up the TV. You don't want to hear me. Like that's just like so sad to go like, you think this pop star just like has it all. She also says a bunch of things. It's like, she has this one line. I hope you feel all right when you're in her. I found a good boy and he's on my side. You're just my eternal sunshine. Like, I just want to forget you. Like if I could choose to forget you, I would.
Her ex-husband cheated on her?
Apparently. This whole time we thought it was her.
How is this not in the news? How does she like keep quiet?
This is how musicians are. They only speak through their music, really. That's where they can be their most truest self.
Why is she not with SpongeBob anymore?
I don't know. Is she not? I think she is.
Oh, she is?
She said, I found myself a good boy, aka SpongeBob.
Isn't everyone mad that she like was a homewrecker and ruined his marriage?
Yeah, which she says in some songs is like people just make up whatever stories. And she said in interviews too, I think I sent you a clip where she's like,
oh yeah, I saw.
Everybody just, you know, can say whatever they want. And like, do we not know that the tabloids make up stories all the time? And I don't know what she's talking about because it's nothing to do with the tabloids. Like the only reason we're thinking this is because his wife came out and said a bunch of stuff and said like, you've been out to dinner with them, that you've met their child and blah, blah, blah. So it's just confusing how it can go from that to her yeah. saying you broke up their marriage. So I wish she would address that because I don't know. Ariana's definitely a complicated woman. She's also been through a lot, though.
It's so crazy that she's like basically our age, like what, a year older?
Yeah. But she is one of the best vocalists of all time.
Her voice is impeccable. I just like, it's insane, like the notes that she can hit.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I always love her music. Always love listening to her albums.
Remember when, what was the album that came out when we were in Israel?
There was two albums that came out. Oh. There was Sweetener.
Yeah.
When she was, that was Pete Davidson era.
Yes.
And then a year later, she came out with Thank You Next, which was such a fun time.
Loved that.
That's when she broke up with Pete Davidson. So yeah, she's lived a million lives and she also changes her voice with each life that she lives, which is interesting.
She's so talented. Like she really can.
No, but like her voice, like her speaking voice. Like every era, she kind of changes her speaking voice.
Her cat voice from Victorious was like so ditzy.
Maybe that's where it started.
It spoke like that. Yeah, hello. That's like literally where it started.
Anyways, what else have we been talking about this week? Did you hear that they're bringing the National Guard on the New York subways because of all the crime that's going on?
I saw. So, I mean,
that's lovely.
That's definitely scary. I mean, New York is definitely... It's definitely changed a lot since COVID, but you know me, I love New York City and like I forever would love that place and think that it's incredible, but like there are, unfortunately, I'm a city girl. I love cities, but it's scary what's going on. It's scary. Like the crime, you know,
the anti-Semitism.
Oh my God, the anti-Semitism is horrific.
Like, every time I'm there, I'm like,
I definitely feel more safe, like, as a Jew in Miami.
Yeah, for sure.
That's for sure. Like, some people can hide it, some people can't. That's what it is at the end of the day. Also, like, that guy, where did he set himself on fire? The veteran? Or if he was still on active duty?
D.C., no?
In D.C.?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But I think it was the Israeli embassy. Teen Vogue published an article about it.
It's crazy.
Teen Vogue! These are kids reading it.
This guy is like a 25-year-old who set himself on fire.
Poor guy.
Like poor guy. This guy was mentally unstable. He needed help. No, okay. It's not only like the fact that they've published an article about it and like the way that they skewed it, like pretty much similar to like what every media company is now doing, but like it just doesn't make any sense that it's like not being talked about from like a mental health perspective.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it needs to be talked about. Not like this guy self-immolated himself because he was protesting what's going on in Gaza.
Like what a selfless man.
Yeah, like this guy. No, like this 25-year-old U.S. Air Force soldier set himself on fire because he clearly needed help and didn't get it.
Yeah, what scares me the most is how this affects the kids of today. Like, I'm so fearful of raising kids in this world, honestly. Like, if it's like this now, and these are the heroes, and these are the role models, I really need to get off TikTok, honestly.
I try not to open it so often, but I have no choice. My intern is making me post every day.
Something I'm seeing on TikTok is that everybody's trying to, all of these anti-Zionists, aka anti-Jews, are trying to cancel Dune.
Okay, I saw that. Can you explain to me why? Like, what in the world is this sci-fi movie that, yes, does have some biblical undertones, I agree, have to do with...
No, not even to do... They're not even that smart. They're not even getting that deep into it. They're canceling it because Timothée Chalamet was in a skit. And, like, I cannot make this shit up. This girl is literally saying... It was not even 2 months ago that Timothée Chalamet was mocking Hamas.
What?
Can you believe, because the skit is really funny, by the way. It's like Timothée Chalamet is
hold on,
in
hold
a band
on.
Called Hamas, and all the guys are like, Hamas, bro? It's actually really funny. But yeah, like as if it's insulting to the freedom fighters or the resistance and like, it's too soon to mock Hamas. You can't make this shit up, Shane.
Hamas is a terrorist organization. Anyone can mock them. It's like mocking ISIS. That's number one. Number two, Timothée Chalamet is Jewish, or his mom is Jewish, is he? And he was raised.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, obviously, he's going.
No, sure. There's no like even getting into explaining why this is so stupid.
What in the world? For mocking Hamas, okay. I like got into it with someone on Instagram this weekend.
You did? Obviously. Oh, I love when that happens.
Oh, he posted on his story something about like Israel, like not being moral and killing kids, killing babies, something like that. And responded, and we went back and forth. And he was like, we're just never going to have the same perspective or be on the same page because we don't see it the same way. So I go, okay, what do you see? He basically like responded, something that was like obviously not factual or with no fact, like just whatever. And then I basically responded with like 6 points, like facts. Like, this is exactly what's happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And one of those things was Hamas is a terrorist organization that does not care about the well-being of their own people. They have their own agenda and they are willing to do whatever it takes to get there. And his response is, don't agree with that point. And I go—
Don't agree that Hamas is a terrorist organization?
I go, what? I'm like— What
that hides in tunnels and steals all
literally. I'm like, what don't you agree with that? He goes, well, the UN just said that Hamas could be classified as a resistance group. So you can't really like call. I go, what? I'm like, are you actually, your defense to this argument is that Hamas is a resistance group?
My question to these people are, if you are so supportive and these are your freedom fighters, haven't you seen the footage that they have filmed themselves on their own GoPros? Yeah.
They just don't care. They don't look
and
at the
And
weren't
members of the UN a part of October 7th? Involved journalists?
Some UNRWA members were.
Yeah. So don't really trust their judgment,
not,
even
I do
if
not.
They said that.
I do not. I
okay.
Really
if somebody
not.
Says that, if somebody cannot
I stopped,
agree
I
that
the
Hamas,
conversation.
Yeah.
I
there's
it.
No point. No point.
I said there is no
further.
Point continuing this conversation if this is what you believe. And he also denied the women being raped. By the way, he said there's no proof. That was his response.
I wish there was no proof and I wish it did not.
Disgusting.
Occur.
Like literally disgusting. I'm like, literally, it's International Women's Day. So like,
how,
get the hell
how,
out of
but
here.
But how do they have the confidence? And okay.
It's anti-Semitism. What do you mean? Hitler had the confidence. Hitler had the confidence to say Jews were the freaking reason why the economy was bad.
It's just so ironic that they believe everything that Hamas says, right? When Hamas says, this is how many people died yesterday, even though, you know, they can count thousands and thousands of people. Meanwhile, they can't count how many hostages are still alive. But when they share video footage themselves and they, you know, are like, I heard so many journalists who have seen, because they have like screenings to journalists showing them exactly what happened. And the one thing that everybody says is what sets these evil bastards apart from everyone else in the history is the joy and glee that they express doing these atrocious acts.
Yeah.
If you want to believe them, if these are your people, believe them. Believe them.
100%.
I can't. This topic gets me so triggered.
I know, me too. I mean, like, I'm like, my like, everyone's telling me not to wear my Jewish Star necklace, like, in Europe over the next 2 weeks because.
Oh, God.
They just like want to avoid any sort of violence. It's sad. It's like literally it's sad to a point where like you have to hide who you are because.
I already know you're going to get, you always find somebody to get into it.
Oh, always.
I want to hear about the guy that you met at the tacos or the ice cream stand.
Oh my God. This always happens to me. Like, yeah, why do I attract these people? Because God knows that I can refute in battle. I was at a park for a picnic for my cousin's like wedding weekend in Tampa. And I hear an ice cream truck and I'm like, love ice cream trucks, like very nostalgic. So I go up and I'm like wearing my Jewish star necklace and I am starting to like pick the ice creams that I want. And I like ask him to like give me one of the ice creams and he gives it to me and I pay. And then he goes, where are you from? Yeah. And I saw he had a wristband, like one of the Neil Armstrong bands. Like remember those, like that one?
The Livestrong.
The Livestrong. Yeah. And it was TBT. Black and it said Free Palestine on it. I saw that and just ignored. And he goes, where are you from? And I said, from Miami and Israel. Like, and he looks at me and he goes, Israel's not a good place to live. Why are you living there? And I go, Israel's the best place to live.
Okay.
And he was like, and then he started like getting really heated. And he was like, you guys just come in. You just like decide that you can take whatever land you want. You kill people. He was like, just like started like attacking. And I said, first of all, let's take a step back for a second. I said, no one came in and killed or took what wasn't theirs. Like, there are Jews that have been living there for thousands of years. Like, I have friends whose grandparents have passports from the Ottoman Empire because Turkey used to rule the land that is now Israel. So what you're saying that they never existed, that Jews just never lived in that land?
If he said it, it must be true.
He said, nope.
Yep.
His answer
is all you have to say, nope, guys. And then it erases.
No. And that doesn't exist.
It erases history.
Exactly. And I told him the same thing. I was like, okay, what about the artifacts in Israel? You dig in the land, you find archaeological evidence that Jews were there thousands of years ago. He goes, no, no, no. That's what he said. No. Like this.
Stop it.
Like this. And he was like, Palestinians can't even live in their own land. They can't even do. And I look at him and I go, I lived, literally worked and lived in Israel for 6 years. And I had Palestinians working with me in Israel. They paid Israeli taxes. They got Israeli benefits. They got Israeli healthcare. I'm like, I don't know where you're getting your information from. He was like, everyone in Gaza is getting... I'm like, Gaza's a completely different topic. Israel pulled out of Gaza 2005. I'm like, it's been almost 20 years that we've not been in Gaza. What happened in Gaza once Israel left is on the Palestinians and on the fact that they voted in a terrorist organization to rule them. Like, when, like he was getting heated. Like, this guy, like, was freaking out.
Why can they not admit that we were there? Like, we have no problem admitting, okay, you guys were there. Yeah, we get that. We were both there. How can they just do that? It's so rude.
It's anti-Semitism. It's not rude. It's racism. Like, people are racist. Like, you can't take racism out. Like, if someone hates you for who you are, like, there's nothing you can do about it.
This type of blindness and disregard for fact is only applies when it comes to us. It's crazy.
Yeah. It really does. Guys, literally all of our episodes end on this note, but it's literally like our every single day. Like, we deal with this every day since October 7th.
I know. Until, please God, this war is over and like the hostages come home, we will continue to be talking about this in the group chat.
We will.
And on the podcast.
We will.
Because this is just where we're living right now, unfortunately. We wish it wasn't this way.
Agreed. But yeah, so I am going to bring all of my equipment with me to Europe. Ooh. So
tell us about your trip here.
I will be filming from Europe next week, guys. So stay tuned for that
one. What are
you
doing there, by the way?
So we're going to Belgium. So my husband is from Brussels, Elliot. So we're going to go visit his family for a week and work from there. And then he has a work conference in Paris the week after. So we're taking the train and going to Paris. And then he's going to be at this conference all week.
But his parents are not in Belgium right now. They're in Israel.
Yeah, but his dad is always back and forth. So his dad is in Belgium right now. But his
family, by the way, why did they have to move to Israel?
Because of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, like this has already been...
The school that my husband, like the school that both my husband's mom and him both went to, like it was like a very popular Jewish school in Brussels. It shut down. Everyone moved to Israel.
So
there's like
scary.
Very few Jewish families left. Like the anti-Semitism is rampant. Like he's been subject to a lot of anti-Semitism and like violence, like growing
up. This was years ago. So I feel like America's now catching up, which is scary.
That's what everyone is saying, that America's going to get to where Europe is because...
God forbid. Please no.
I hope not.
But yeah, definitely stay safe. Stay vigilant. we have to always find that perfect balance between being proud, but also not. Being aware and safe.
I'll talk about my London experience, my face-to-face experience next time.
Oh. I'm sure you'll have another one of those.
I'm sure. All right, guys. See you next week.
Alrighty. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.